Okay, we're continuing about Hashem in Perek Vav of Masechet Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. So Mishnah Ches talks about someone who's had a limb amputated and what he's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So Akiteya Yotze Bekavishalo. He can go out, someone who has an amputated leg can wear his fake foot, because that's considered to be like a big shoe that he's wearing. It's like a wooden foot. Divrei Meir. But Rabbi Yossi Oser, Rabbi Yossi says he's not allowed to go out with his wooden foot on Shabbos, because Rabbi Yossi thinks that it's not considered to be a shoe because he doesn't use it for walking. He just uses it to make it look like he's not missing a foot. So that's considered to be like something that he's carrying. It's considered to be a masui. V'im yesh lo beis kibul kisusim tamei. And if the whole of the of his wooden foot has a place where you can put padding in, meaning a beis kibul has a receptacle, they could put padding in, then the false foot can be mekabel tumah, because it now has a receptacle, and it now has a base kibul. So that's just nothing to do with Shabbos, that's about kabel tumah. But once we're talking about false feet, we mentioned that as well. So they also had sometimes that they would wear knee pads if a person can't walk can't use his feet for walking, and they have to crawl on their knees, they would have knee pads. So samuchas lotzmei madres, a person's knee pads can become tamei for the tumas madres, because they put all of their weight on their knee pads. V'yotzim rem Shabbos, and you can wear them outside on Shabbos, because they're considered to be like clothing, and you can wear them into the azara because they're not considered to be shoes. So three different halachos about the knee pads. Halacha number one is that they're makabel tumas medras. Halacha number two is that you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. You're allowed to wear them rather on Shabbos because it has a din of clothing. And halacha number three is you're allowed to go in with them into the azara because it is not a shoe. And even though you're not allowed to wear shoes in the azara, you're allowed to wear the knee pads in the azara. What about like a wheelchair type of situation? Not with wheels, but with a chair that you'd go out with if one Rachman son couldn't walk, so or couldn't use his legs. So kisei v'samucha shalo tamei and medras. The chair and the leg supports that he would put his weight on can become tamei tumas medras, because when he would move by using his arms on these weighted items. Vein yosim ben b'Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos because they could fall off, and then you'll end up carrying them. You're not allowed to wear these leg supports into the azara because we do consider them to be like shoes. Unlike knee pads, which are not considered to be like shoes, these leg supports are worn on the end of a person's legs, so on his stumps, and therefore that's considered to be like shoes. And katmin tahorin, masks are considered to be tahor. They can't become tame because they're not considered a kli. The ein yotzen bebehen, and you're not allowed to wear them outside on Shabbos because they're not considered to be clothing either. So that's a question that what exactly are these masks used for, and why is it that ein yotzen bebehen on Shabbos? This obviously became very relevant during COVID, when we had to figure out whether a person who lives in a community that doesn't have an Erev is allowed to wear a mask outdoors in order to get to shul. So that was an issue that was dealt with by all the poskim at the time. Mishnah Tes, Habanim Yotzin Baksharim. Young boys can go out on Shabbos with knots tied on to their arms. If a father was leaving his young son and he knows that the boy's not gonna, is gonna be sad that the father is abandoning him, so he would take his shoelace and tie it to the kid's arm. And people thought that as long as the lace was tied to the arm, it was like a lucky charm to calm the kid down. So it had a placebo effect that it made him think of his father and made him feel that his father was with him. So since it has this effect to help the boy through his anxiety, so it's considered like a tachshit, which you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, or like a kameya or something like that. So they can go out with their ksharim, with these knots on their arms. Ubnei melachim bezogin, and a prince can go out on Shabbos with bells that they sew into their clothing. And assuming obviously that these bells don't ring. If it can ring, then it's a violation of Hashma's call. But assuming it doesn't have the inside piece that makes it ring and clap, then the Bnei Melachim are allowed to wear it as decorative. The Kol Adam, and they have that, by the way. There's also Nogel Lamaisa. I've seen, I forgot who showed me, a woman asked me whether she could wear a certain type of beged that has these little bells as a decorative piece on the beged. So you're allowed to wear that on Shabbos. So if it's not mashmiya kol, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. The question is, can you go out with it on Shabbos? So if it's considered to be a tachshit to the beggar, then you are. V'kol adam, and not only b'nei melachim, anyone can. But it was most common that bells would be worn by b'nei melachim, where they weren't typically worn by other people. So to summarize what we learned today, Mishnah Ches told us that an amputee can go out with his fake leg, according to our mayor, and Rabbi Yossi says he can't. And if it has a base kibble, it happens to be that it's mekabel tuma. And then we learned that the knee pads that are worn by a person who doesn't have use of his legs, three halachos are tamei medrash. You're allowed to go out with them in Shabbos, and you're allowed to go into the azar with them because they're not considered shoes. And then we learned that the leg supports that a person uses, if he's missing his legs, so they're tummy medrash because he puts his weight on them. Can't go out with them in Shabbos because he might come to carry them. And you're not allowed to go to the Azara with them because they do have a din of shoes since they're worn at the very ends of his stumps, of his legs. And then we learned that masks are tahar, they're not considered a beged, but you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos because they're not considered clothing, they're considered to be a masoi. And then in Mishnah Test we said that if you have a child who misses his father, and therefore he has his father's shoelace tied around his arm, so he's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos, and a prince is allowed to go out with bells on his clothing, and it's not really only a prince. Anybody's allowed to go out with bells on his clothing. It's just that it's more likely to happen when it comes to, it's more likely to be something that a prince would go out with. But as long as it's decorative, you're allowed to go out with it on your clothing on Shabbos. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to finish the sixth and begin the seventh parak of Masechet Shabbos.